We're back from vacation. Our mailbag is full of dicks and stop this.
Darren, go ahead. Do the intro.
Yeah. I'm going to test your patience for like 5 seconds. I'm going to see if we can go 5 seconds without
Darren,
saying a fucking
do the
word.
Fucking
one
intro.
1,000, 2,000, 1,000,
yeah,
3.
Someone cue the fucking music already.
He's in the just zone. He's in the just zone.
Today we have Brittany.
Hello.
Look at you, getting it out of the way right at the top.
You know, she did a lot of traveling. She's
been around. She's seen some shit.
She's been in a good amount of places recently, is that right?
I think you might have to be careful with the, she's been around. You
know? 27 states in the past week.
There you go.
Holy shit.
27.
That's more than I've seen ever.
Yeah.
And I've seen
vagabonding.
A good swath of the country at this point, but I got nothing on you. Yeah.
I've been to 42 states now, so we got eight.
What are the eight you haven't been to?
Idaho.
Skip it.
Bullshit.
Yeah, just potatoes and shit.
Yeah.
Alaska.
Bullshit.
Bears and coldness.
I'd go.
North Dakota, South Dakota.
Fuck them.
The Dakotas don't matter.
Yeah, nope.
Vermont.
Maple syrup.
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
It's Vermont.
Bernie Sanders and maple syrup.
Maine.
Lobster.
Yeah.
If you like lobster, you got to go.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, fuck New Hampshire.
It's all garbage states. There's nothing.
A lot of white people.
You saw all the states that matter.
Have you been to Connecticut?
Yes.
Then you've been to New
Connecticut's
Hampshire.
Boring. I've been to Connecticut.
And then, same thing. And then the last one is Rhode Island.
You drove past it and you didn't realize you were in there.
Probably. It's probably a little guy.
The beauty of these is you could bang all these out in a day.
Yeah,
like all you got to do is just get to the East Coast, and you just slam them all out in like 24 hours.
Yeah,
no
problem. That's like the East Coast. All the states are super tiny.
Yeah,
and you can just drive through all of them.
Yeah, if you live in like Rhode Island, you're like, hey, I've never been to another state. That's weird. If you live in Texas and you're like, yeah, I haven't been to another state, it's like, well, yeah, look at the fucking distance.
Yeah.
I hit like I was on the East Coast once, and I hit 5 days like on accident, just trying to get to some shit like. I wanted to go visit a couple of things, and you have to pass through 4 states to get to it.
I mean, living in upstate New York, you know, like I did.
God. Oh, did you?
Yeah. Going into New York City, you actually had to go through New Jersey to get into New York City. So there's two right there.
Okay. I think we've covered all the geography.
What about Puerto Rico? Isn't that a state now?
So anyway, we got our guest here, and we got some explanations to give out, I guess, because people have written in. But
we've been gone for a little bit.
We had Beats. He was on a vacation for fucking 2 years, which was 2 weeks, but who's counting?
It felt like a long time.
For
me personally, it was difficult.
It was pretty difficult.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers. And to be fair, I told these guys to go ahead and do a podcast without me, but that shit just did not happen. If I'm not here to kind of fucking wrangle these fuckers in, like shit just goes off the fucking rails. I don't know why.
No comment. but yeah, so Chris was, or Beats, Chris, whatever.
Chris Beats.
There's two Chris's here. Beats was on vacation.
Call me Black Thunder.
Black Thunder. Right.
Yeah, Black Thunder was gone.
Was on vacation
and like
on a volcano.
Chocolate Hope was gone too, so we really couldn't.
I like Chocolate Hope. That's not bad. So yeah, he was on vacation. Emily's now on vacation in Hawaii. Chris just got back from Hawaii.
Yeah, we literally ran into each other at the airport. Like, we were coming back and she was heading out.
That's crazy.
Fucking Hawaii.
So,
Never been.
I've never been to Hawaii either.
I've seen pictures, and I know how cold the ocean is off the coast of here, so I kind of like...
No, it's fucking rad there. Like, ocean-wise, like, you can just walk it. There's not... if you go to...
It seemed like where you were staying was pretty close to the water, too.
Oh, really close to the fucking water. Like, you would walk out of our little backyard, and then you're, like, 30 yards from the water. You just walked right out onto the beach. It was fucking miserable.
Did you guys Airbnb or was it like a hotel?
No,
or what did you do?
We were out there for the first week. We were out there. We were out there for Lindsay's best friend's wedding, and she had a timeshare that she wasn't using because she was staying on the other side of the island. So she was like, "You can use the timeshare." It was like $200 for the week.
Damn.
Yeah, and we had like living room, a full kitchen, separate bedroom. Like we're in a condo with
slaves.
With a backyard that just opens out to the sea, but like you know, here, you know, in the summertime, you can go to San Diego and you can kind of wade out into the water and kind of inch your way out there and get adjusted. And after like 20 minutes, you're kind of like, okay, this is comfortable. I kind of have it now. But out there, you just walk in. It's just perfect. It's like
so the water's not like California cold-ish.
No, it's fucking Pacific. It's like the best heated pool you've ever been in. It's perfect.
Because like I've been in the ocean like in Florida and Texas, and I'm like, so this is what it feels like to be in an ocean of piss. Like that's how this feels.
Yeah.
But like, and I assume the Pacific, if you're above the equator, you're getting like the cold current coming from the
north.
You
need to be in the Atlantic. The Atlantic is cold as fuck.
I just said I've been in the Atlantic. It was
you said Pacific, I think.
No. When I was in Florida and Texas, I was.
Oh, yeah, Florida.
But the
Pacific's
different.
Not, you know, that ocean.
I should say like New York by that
right,
ocean.
But over there it's like the oceans are dog shit, the air is humid, it's always cloudy, and there's no waves. Yeah. So like you're telling me Hawaii, it's like warm water and waves.
No, they didn't have the waves, at least not any of the beaches that we went to.
I've heard rumors there are waves in Hawaii.
There definitely are. There's definitely a surfing culture out there. But
surfing thing over there.
Like where we, at least the beaches that I went to, like zero waves. Like it was super calm, and you could just kind of snorkel around and not have to worry about a wave coming along and kicking your ass.
Did you snorkel?
I did, yeah.
And if I remember correctly, were you on the bigger island? What island were
so
you?
I was on Oahu for the first 7 days, and then we took a quick flight over to the Big Island.
That one's my favorite.
Yeah, it's a totally different experience over there. Like, we got to Oahu. And then like everything was just dry and dead, and there's just homeless people everywhere. I was like, what the fuck is this?
People in Hawaii seems like an odd thing.
It's an epidemic. Like there's just these like massive camps that are like wrapped in tarp, like in blue tarp where there's just homeless people and all the tourist guides and stuff. They're like, don't leave anything important in your car. You know, like stay away from these areas. Like it's crazy. But then, so we're like, what the fuck, man? Like, what is the big fucking deal about Hawaii? This is not what we signed up for. And then we drove over to the east side of the island to help out with all her friend's wedding shit. It's fucking amazing over there. Like everything's green and lush and awesome. Like it just, and the homeless people are like kept at bay.
How about that, Judd? Where the east side is actually a good thing.
Yeah, not in the U.S. Well, I guess Hawaii is still U.S., but whatever. But yeah. This might be a stupid question. What was, like, the first island for Hawaii? Is that, like, where you were? Is that the Big Island?
Like, the first one
Well, there were volcanoes that created the fucking island.
So, like, the first one to come up from the ocean.
Yes.
I have no idea.
All right, why don't we ask our geology expert, go fuck yourself.
All right, we're about to phone in our geology expert.
I imagine
expert.
It was the big one because it's been there the longest.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
What's the big one's name again?
Hawaii.
It's just Hawaii,
but they call it the Big Island, you know, just to eliminate confusion. Yeah. But it's Hawaii.
I've never heard of it.
Well, yep. we're glad you're back. Bell. But on top of Beats being back, he's also moving into a new house. So,
which is where we are right now.
We're in his new house right now. If the audio sounds weird, it's because obviously we're in a different room than our normal Beat Studios in a garage.
Yeah.
And there's air conditioning because it's fucking hell in California.
Yeah, so if there's like an audible hiss that you're picking up on right now, I did my best to mitigate it, and Judd will probably slam some compression on this later to try to get rid of it. But if you're picking up on that, that's just the AC blasting in here because it's like 90 fucking degrees.
And potentially for the next couple podcasts, we might be rotating locations just because of him moving in and whatever the hell's going on. So,
but this is all a lead up to why we've been gone.
Well, I think I already said that.
So people are on vacation, whatever. We're not
people
dead.
Moving.
We're not disappearing.
Yeah. Shit's just a little hectic for a couple of us at the moment. Yeah. But
we will have a goodie, though. When this podcast comes out, probably around the same time. I might give it a couple days in between, but you'll have two podcasts around the same time because we will be doing potentially another one this Saturday. We're recording on Thursday.
It's a special edition.
It might not be for everyone, but whatever.
For sure, it's not for everyone. No.
Yeah,
we're not even going to talk about what it's going to be.
Tell you what, if you hate money, don't tune in.
All right.
Don't tune in.
Don't listen. Don't create suspense, because then people will just be disappointed when they actually hear it.
Well, fuck it. Who cares?
True.
All right. So since we've had this long break, we've gotten actually some interesting emails.
Okay, hang on. I'm going to have to do this kind of janky. I'm going to have to dig into my...
A little ad hoc. Here's what I would like to know.
I got to do it with my phone because I have no internet right now.
Of all these states you've been to, Brittany, what was the shittiest state? The state that you were like, okay, if this is what a state is, then anarchy is probably the best thing we could do.
West Virginia. It's so crazy there. Everyone looks like they're inbred.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They all are just weird looking and like no shoes.
So there's no shoes in the whole state.
Are they like hippies or no?
No, they're just like cave people. They come down from their hollers and they go into town and it's just very bizarre. I actually had the pleasure of stopping there for the night. And we went to an Applebee's to get drunk.
always.
And that was probably their high-class place to go, right?
It was such an adventure, and we were just like, who are these people?
Like, their special night is going to Applebee's? It's not like, oh, everyone's broke, we're going to Applebee's.
Yeah. No, I'm
going to
put on my suit and tie, wore this on my grandfather's funeral, and now, Applebee's.
Now we're ready. Now we're ready for the bees.
Yeah.
Did you have the
hamburger or the salad?
I actually had a salad because I'm from California.
Is it the quesadilla explosion salad?
No, it was like the Asian salad.
I actually wonder if you have this because you actually were vegetarian or vegan?
I was a vegetarian.
Vegetarian for a long time, right?
Yes, like over 10 years.
And so now you eat meat. So do you ever like order things just because you're in that mindset of just getting vegan?
Vegetarian,
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's things like when I go to Chipotle, I like the sofritas, the tofu. I actually like that better than their meat, so I will get that. But, you know, I just usually order what I like. Mm. So, you know, if it happens to be vegetarian, then, you know.
What's your favorite meat now that you've been eating meat again?
I recently went to Morton's Steakhouse and had a steak. Yeah. It was a $400 dinner.
There you go.
And that was pretty good.
I would hope so for that price.
Yeah. Explain.
I was moving out of my home, and my friends were there, and they were like, hey, I feel like you deserve a nice dinner. So they took me out, and we went to a Morton's.
That's great. That's like much better friends than I have.
I have the best friends.
Aww.
You know?
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Happy to be back in the CA.
How long have you been out and about?
I moved to Virginia in November, so I haven't been here since November.
What was the motivation there?
It's very expensive to live here.
Oh, no shit, yeah. Yeah, that's why the wife wants to get out of here, too.
Yeah.
West Virginia versus Virginia. I'm getting the sense there's like a night and day difference, but it's like North Dakota, South Dakota. No, it's the same shit.
No. Well, Virginia is way better.
Is it the CIA or the FBI that's in Virginia?
It's both of them.
Both of them?
Quantico and then Langley. Yeah.
So mind your fucking P's and Q's in Virginia.
Yeah.
It's funny because Virginia's the South, so like I think a lot of people, you know, like when I moved there, I had this... you know, think of like that laws would be like a little bit looser because it's like a lot more, you know, southern, and like southern states tend to have a lot less kind of policy and stuff. But Virginia is very, very strict. Like you have to get your car inspected before you every year to make sure that it's safe to drive. So like if you have a taillight out or something, you actually will not be registered to like drive. It's just a different place, you know. It's just a lot more strict, and it's actually known as being like one of the stricter states as far as like laws go. They have like a lot of weird laws and stuff like that.
Hmm. Which is weird because in Oregon, you don't even have to have your car registered. It's like a free for all up there. That's how I understand
Oregon.
It.
Could've Oregon's all right.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Chris on that.
They got they got a bunch of breweries and like cool little artisanal like restaurants all over the place and stuff, which is cool. But they also have like this weird hipster, like aggressive homeless scene.
And the whole hipster thing, like you will see that, but like I feel like it's been blown out of proportion. Like it's very obvious in certain parts of Portland, but people. I think they've seen Portlandian. They think that's just how it is.
It's right. Not. It's like, kind of spot on though. Like,
but certain areas, you know, there's.
Well, it's like spot on to like a certain degree of the experience of being there. But like you go there, you're like, all right, well, it's also a normal place. The people do live and have somewhat normal lives and careers.
I mean, like, I've been in Eugene, and Eugene's, like, completely different, obviously, than Portland.
Eugene's dope.
I like Eugene. Eugene's nice.
And if you can't do Eugene or Portland, Grants Pass is, like, the next step down.
I kind of like Salem, but...
Does anybody know what Portland's known for?
Probably something with their bridges.
Strip clubs.
Well, yeah, they have good strip clubs there. Well, I have like six girlfriends in some
strip
of those.
They have the highest number of strip clubs per capita in the country, I think maybe in the world.
Did you know that they have a strip club there where you can do stripperoki, where you actually sing for the strippers?
There's this chick.
Should I miss that?
You know, I'm not going to go into it. Yes, I'm aware. I'm aware of that.
Well, you should have told me.
But I could honestly go on with Portland forever. Chris, are you queued up for the emails?
I'm ready to go, bro.
So we have like 2 weeks worth of friggin' emails and shit to go through.
Yeah.
Which is nice. We had a lull. Before.
There was nothing on during the last episode. And now, after this nice little 2 week break, we've got a nice hefty bag filled.
Yeah. If you listened to our last episode, we're still looking for a way to delete it from the website. We haven't figured out how to do that yet, but
It wasn't our best moment. Not our opus, if you will. Okay.
Not our magnum.
Let's see. I don't think we read this. I checked the date. No, I was definitely gone when we got this. So we'll start here. Alton writes in.
Alton.
Such a weird name.
How you doing, Alton?
Let's start off by insulting the guy's fucking name.
That's what, yeah. Sorry.
I bet he likes altcoins.
Sorry.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Well, if he does, he'll be tuning in on Saturday, that's for sure. He opens up with the subject line, lethal amounts of hilarity. You guys are super funny. I love it. Keep them coming. Also, I've tried to leave you a review on iTunes and Stitcher to try and help out. Hope it does. Thank you for writing in. And thank you, double thank you for the fucking reviews, man. That helps.
Alton, you're the fucking man.
Yeah, you are.
And Alton, I'm sorry about your... I think you were the one that had an issue with your space bar on Stitcher, but it was a hilarious review because there was no spaces in his sentence.
I'll have to go look at that. All right. I'm not a fish, bro, writes in. Cool.
Wait. Back the fuck up. Like, that is the I'm not a fish, bro, at something?
No,
or what?
It just says I'm not a fish, bro.
That's the title of the email?
No, because they...
That was his name in
I think
thing?
You're supposed to enter in...
You have a name and then an email part.
Yeah, and I don't think it's required, so they can enter nothing or they can enter some shit, and he decided to enter I am not a fish, bro.
All right.
I agree, you're not a fish.
He is correct. And
fish, bro.
I am not a fish, bro writes, found the podcast on Facebook when I was trying to find some dope fresh memes. You guys need merch and better microphones, by the way. Also, dank memes would be a good addition. Really seem to be pushing the meme thing there. You're welcome to make us some fucking memes, you know.
Yeah, I don't think we have to have a centralized distribution source for memes.
We
could add a page maybe to the thing.
Yeah, like I don't have a lot of experience making memes, but
on the merch front, though,
I'm actually surprised that he found us through Facebook too, because we're not too.
I don't
pushy
know how
with that.
People like.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for a certain page, maybe it would.
You were like, I want to be happy, and then you get. It just gets worse as like a, you know.
So our mics suck. Yeah, they do.
Maybe in a year from now we'll have.
Yeah,
better mics.
I mean, we've been doing this for a few weeks now, but if you've ever done any kind of recording or production, you know that good microphones are not fucking cheap.
It gets very pricey, especially with four main people that we have.
We need a lot of them. So right now these mics are just going to kind of have to do. We're kind of slowly chipping away at the setup, getting a little better all the time, but it's a process. Thanks, I'm not a fish bro, for writing in. And you know, if you want to see some fucking fresh memes on our Facebook, make them, dude. We're busy. We're busy podcasting and shit.
Exactly.
We got stuff to do.
You know, once every couple weeks.
Yeah, now and then. Tanner writes in, podcast is almost great except for a few things. What I love. I like the personalities of the main casters.
Oh, thank you.
That's a lie.
What a sweetie.
Lie detector determined that was a lie. I like that the podcast just sounds like normal people talking and not famous people or somewhat like. Well, that's because we are normal people and not remotely fucking famous. Okay, the format or lack thereof, the length of the podcast. what you guys need, better mics. That's two in a row complaining about these fucking mics.
We get it, Tanner. Yeah. We're working on it.
Maybe we should start a GoFundMe for some better mics.
Fuck yeah.
We do have a donate button on the website, Tanner.
You want to?
Well, no one's going to hit that.
Yeah. Instead of writing me an email bitching about my mics, just buy me a mic, bro.
Yeah, people don't hit the donate button on, like, A-list podcasts. So, like, no, it's free.
We will make amazing podcasts if you just buy us microphones. Exactly. So stop your bitching. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the fucking problem.
Before you write your email and say anything about microphones, if it's going to be a bad thing about our microphones, either buy us a microphone or send us some fucking money so we can buy those microphones. Right. Anyways, what else does
better
like?
Mics. Sound is not bad, but they do sound cheap. That's because they are.
Yeah,
that's a weird thing to say. That's like, you're not ugly, but half your face is missing.
Better topics. Seems like you guys get stuck on TV and movies a lot, unless you're doing that on purpose. We're totally doing that on purpose as far as TV and movies go. We all watch TV and movies. We like that shit. We're passionate about it. It's fun to talk about. But to be fair, we've definitely had some slow points where we're like, I don't know what the fuck to talk about today.
Yeah, like, you know, you catch up with somebody, you're like, yeah, how'd that thing go? Where, like, you had that murder trial. It's like, yeah, it was all worked out. Oh, cool. So did you see the new episode of...
exactly.
Go from there.
Sometimes we just don't... We are just normal people. We don't have the most exciting lives in the world. Sometimes we just don't have nothing to talk about.
Whoa.
Again, Brittany aside...
She's not a regular here. Yeah,
they were,
I could be,
they're,
though.
They're not
you should be.
You could be.
We'll get you one.
All right. Better at not talking over each other. Mainly two of you. Not sure who they are, though. It's not you, dude.
No, it's me.
Is it?
It's me and Emily.
I think it's all of us. I mean...
Well, it's probably you a bit, too, but...
I try to be really cognizant of it until I get really drunk, and then it's just gone. Yeah. But, again, it's something we know of it, we're aware of it, we're always working on it. It's just something that hopefully we'll get better at eventually, but...
Listen, fucks. The only reason we got headphones is so we would not talk over each other anymore to make everyone happy and to make our podcast less shitty.
Yeah. We're trying, man.
Yeah, we're putting in an effort.
May need... guests that people actually care to hear from. I think we're taking care of that today.
Is this all Tanner still?
Yeah, we're still on Tanner. So,
Tanner.
So look,
Tanner.
Tanner's busting my balls here.
Hey Tanner, fuck you. Leave a review.
Easy.
Tanner, I love you. Keep listening, but go fuck yourself.
So, yeah, this thing, like, guests that people actually care to hear from. We can't do that. I have no ability.
I think we can get Chomsky and Neil deGrasse Tyson in 6 months.
We still need to get Andy Milonakis.
Yeah. You know? Once we get Milonakis, then everything's going to snowball from there. But for now, you're just going to have to settle with our friends. So the idea is that we don't have the kind of... like. George Clooney's fucking agent isn't returning our phone calls right now.
Well,
so you're just going to have to deal with our friends.
And actually, going back to what you said you liked it, you just hear... I think it was you.
It was Tanner said he liked...
Tanner, you have just contradicted yourself.
Yeah, you like hearing normal people.
Yeah.
You know?
I want normal people talking to a celebrity.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, dude?
And then I can learn what not to say based on the weird faux pas you guys have. Actually, I think Tanner's on to something there.
Yeah, that would actually be a really cool episode.
Yeah, how to not fuck up a regular conversation with a...
It'd just be like the Chris Farley show and shit. Like, remember when you were with the Beatles? That was awesome.
Goddamn.
R.I.P. Chris Farley.
Yeah. Okay, so if you don't like our guests, I don't know what to tell you. That's what we're doing here.
I don't think
here.
Tanner doesn't like the guests. I think Tanner wants us to challenge ourselves.
Push harder, man. Reach for the stars.
Yeah, Tanner's he's our Mr. Miyagi. He's like, he's trying to get us to...
Tanner, if you listen to this, listen to the episodes that's going to come after this, okay?
Yeah.
Well, calm yourself.
Or just go back and listen to the Dan one. People really seem to want to hear
from
Tanner.
Dan. Yeah,
we have one solid episode.
Yeah, I get nothing but requests for more of Dan. People really want to hear from him.
We even had a hashtag at some point.
I got to disagree with you on this one. Yeah. People love our guests. Anyway, merch. More requests for merch.
We're about to get some merch out right now.
And I've been doing some mock-ups.
We've been looking at two different ways of doing it. So once we have that sorted out,
we're running the numbers, fucking around with some designs, trying to make the math work out. But it's coming down the pipe. We've had enough requests for it now. It seems that there's enough of a demand that we got to do it. We have to fucking make some shit.
And again, more requests for it. And yeah. don't be like one of those assholes. It's like, oh, you should have a fucking T-shirt that I'm going to look at in my checkout for 5 hours, and I'm not going to buy it.
Like, I know. I honestly, I don't think. I think if people are like, yo, where's the merch? They just want to buy merch.
I hope so.
I accept that as true.
Yeah. But and when we do this shit, put your fucking money where your mouth is. If we make these shirts, if you ask for one, you got to go buy one now. You're contractually obligated. It's legally binding. I have an email that says you wanted merch.
I apologize if this is in another email that Beats is going to read, but so we've had requests for shirts, and then we had a request for pint glasses since
God
we
drank. God damn it. We're getting there, man.
Well, dude, okay, he's the Barry the lead guy. That's
He really is. Like, okay. This is why I want to just handle the emails exclusively.
Are we done with Tanner?
I don't know. Almost. I don't know if you wanted to see the movie or not, but this is the way it ended.
We have more from Tanner?
There's more from him?
So it turns out he was dead the whole time. It's not a big deal. Yeah.
All right.
Tanner was comprehensive.
Got one more bullet point.
All right. This one's going to hurt.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but it's also not wrong. But he said, I've noticed that recently it seems like there has been a lack of that initial fire you guys had in earlier episodes.
That's fair.
Yeah. We had a couple of rough ones.
It's
where,
true. It's true.
We've had some personal issues, and also with moving from... I'm just being honest. Don't be a fucking pussy. Being honest. we've had some personal issues, but also we've had the whole situation with Chris moving, so we were in a new location for the past two episodes, I think we had.
Yeah. And
that kind of threw us off, too, I think.
It did throw off the feng shui a bit.
Yeah. It's kind of surprising how much of an effect, like...
The location really mattered.
The change in the locale, adding the headphones and stuff, it just... The vibe felt very different.
We went from being in a, no offense... shithole garage that with the temperature was lava.
Yeah.
There were drums behind me. I didn't know what was going on.
No headphones.
Yeah, all this like
it was very punk rock.
It was very punk rock.
Yeah.
Like you go from there to like us podcasting in like a really nice kitchen.
Yeah.
With headphones.
Yeah, there's decor, everything's like I can't handle that environment.
In a much more closed space too. Like it was much more closed
very,
in.
Very super intimate. Like I didn't like how close we were sitting.
I almost made out with Judd.
Yeah. I mean we did that afterwards, but you know, that's for the Patreon that we'll do later.
It's just dead air, you know. It doesn't translate well to podcasting.
But we had a lot of big things with going from the normal place. We have the whole new location. And then we are also testing out headphones to help with the crosstalk, which, Tanner, you mentioned.
All right. Excuses.
Yeah.
We had a couple of rough weeks. You know,
we know.
It happens. I feel like this happens on every show. Like, you know.
Just like music. We can't put out a banger every fucking time.
Nobody bats a thousand. All right.
Anyway,
we'll
Tanner, if you're looking for a job as podcast manager, we are open to talking.
We are absolutely not open to talking.
Next email.
Moving on. Vex writes in, some episodes are significantly...
Hold on. Did you notice the full name?
Wait,
it's Vex Vuther.
Vex Vuther?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to show it what here, but I do remember seeing it
somewhere. The email address is Vex Vuther. Lex Luthor?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, I found it. Vex Vuther. Very cool. Anyway. Hang
on. The email says...
Yes. His Varch enemy is Vooperman.
Vooperman. You corny son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
Some episodes are significantly better than others, but I still love listening to you guys. I think you guys should have guests who are not friends, though as no one... all right, I'm going to read that again. There's no punctuation here, so I have to make up where emphasis goes. But
oh, jeez.
I'm seeing from the
context. No. Read it exactly as it's written.
Just monotone.
Come on, I hope someone writes in all caps.
Some episodes are significantly better than others, but I still love listening to you guys. I think you guys should have guests who are not friends, though, as no one knows who the hell they are. I have enjoyed Dan and Chris Paoli, however.
Okay. Wait. What was the punctuation after however?
A period.
And with however period?
I think Vex needs to go back to like,
Vex
grammar
gives
school.
No fucks about grammar. there's a contradiction here. He's like, you should have guests that people know, although Dan and Chris Paoli were cool.
Yeah. Like, which we haven't had Chris in a while, but...
We'll work on that.
Fuck that guy.
We've had Paoli twice. We've only had Dan once. We got to get Dan back in.
This is the first Paoli shout out, though.
We're going to hold off on it. We'll hold off until we're ready for Dan again. That's going to be like...
It's going to be like the big annual or something.
Yeah, that's our fucking cliffhanger.
Once Beats is done moving into his house, then we'll have Dan.
Yeah, we'll make a thing out of it. You know, anyway, honestly, no. Probably just going to keep having the same fucking no-name, nobody guests that we think are funny or cool or have an interesting point of view or good stories or some shit.
And apparently you like too, so.
Yeah, so don't worry about it. Just enjoy them. We're fucking nobodies. They're nobodies. It's all good. But anyway, thank you for writing in. We appreciate you listening and Dan writes in, you guys should definitely have custom pint glasses for merch since you all drink during the podcast. Fucking
allegedly.
I love this idea.
I don't think any of us actually thought about that, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, we were like, we can get some t-shirts and stickers and shit, I guess. This is a fucking genius idea. I want these so bad.
I kind of actually want that pint glass, too.
Yeah, so I think that's totally in the fucking in the works.
I will definitely buy a pint.
Jesus Christ. Is that a cat? I think so.
We just had a cat run through here.
Oh, I'll find it.
Okay. I think t-shirts are probably first on the agenda. They're cheap and easy to do. And
glasses are kind of hard.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit more of a struggle, but once we kind of get the t-shirt thing squared away, totally going to do a run of fucking pint glasses because I love this idea. And Dan, I'm going to go ahead and throw one your way because that was a fucking awesome idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Shot glasses, guys. Yeah. Shot glasses. Whoa, that's not bad either.
Coasters.
Devin writes in, I just wanted to say the dudes on this podcast have sexy voices. And it says Devin, female, in parentheses. I gotta agree with you. We do sound pretty sexy.
That's all that Devin said.
That's all she said. She just wanted to let us know she thinks we got sexy voices.
Well, Devin, believe it or not, we have a trailer coming out in 2018 called It Just Gets Worse. All right, listen later.
All right.
That's about it.
Thank you for that, Devin.
It just gets worse.
That should be the name of my autobiography that I'm writing. It Just Gets Worse. Right now, the working title...
We'll lease it to you.
Right now, the working title is Surrounded by Idiots.
I like that's not better. Bad either. That's pretty good.
But I think
It Just Gets Worse.
It Just Gets Worse would be actually more suited.
It encompasses a lot of things.
It does, because everything about my life just gets worse.
But it will get better now. So, Dan, that was all Dan had to say. Was we have sexy voices
Devin
or something like that.
Devin said we had sexy voices.
You're welcome, Devin.
Yes, thank you for writing in and giving us that little ego boost.
Devin, send us some pics.
Yeah, pics or it didn't happen.
Dick pics only.
It's a chick.
If you have a dick.
Dick pics only.
I think a chick can
just
find
send
some
us.
Dick pics.
For sure, she's got some dick pics on her phone.
Just forward
what
you got.
It doesn't have to be your dick, Devin. Just send us some dick pics.
Yeah, you know what we want.
Send Brittany some dicks. I don't want those fucking.
I mean, I don't want them either. That's like the most awkward thing ever is when you get
we
a dick.
We will
pic.
Post it on our secret Tumblr page so you can find out.
It's secret. It just gets worse. TumblrPage.com.
Next email.
Felicia writes in, where have you guys been? Is the podcast over? I miss it for my daily drive.
So, we explained at the beginning of this episode why we've been gone. I'm sorry, Felicia. We're not saying bye, Felicia, this time.
I'm saying bye, Felicia.
That comes
bye,
later. Felicia. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for writing in. We're not gone. We're still here. Anonymous writes in, WTF, you guys just disappeared. Where have you been the last 2 weeks? How will I ever know if Judd got a word in or not? How will I know if Darren's dick is truly always warm? How will I know if Beats is still not sure about his baby? And has Emily been kidnapped by any dudes?
I think I kind of
like yes, 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 yes. All yeses.
I love this email just because you can clearly tell they've been listening to the episodes. Wait, was that Felicia?
No, this is anonymous. Actually, they responded later, and I think I got a name. Sky. I think Sky.
Sky.
Yeah.
Well, Sky, again, if you're listening to this episode, you know why we've been gone.
Yeah,
and
Darren's dick is always warm. Yep. Yes,
Judd's
it's true.
Not getting a word in as long as I have something to say about it.
Never getting a word in.
Yeah. Darren's dick super warm. I'm not sure what you mean when I say I'm not sure about my baby. Like I have one coming.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Are you sure about it? The podcast.
Oh, maybe just because like I'm not sure how I feel about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, from the podcast where me and Chris like brought it out there, like. I was super stoked, and Chris is like, oh, it doesn't feel like it's really hit here, blah, blah, blah.
You're like, damn, I'm ready to be a dad. He's like, yeah,
I'm super
good luck with
not.
That.
Yeah, so I get that.
I'm ready to be a dad, too, guys. I get it.
You're ready to be a dad?
It's about time, too. Yeah.
Brittany's going to be a dad.
I think you would make a great dad.
I think I would make a great dad, too. I love baseball, so, you know.
Baseball is the cornerstone of a good
you know
fatherhood.
Fuck, let's get rid of dads and moms. Let's just have fucking...
Brittany's everywhere.
Brittany's.
Actually, I'm going to make my child call me Brittany.
I'm also going to make sure you don't do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Wow, Darren, wow.
Oh, look, I'm sorry to not be supportive.
The first sentence from my son's mouth has to be, who's Mance?
I don't know what's happening right now.
Sky, we love you. Thank you for writing in. Next email. Sky, just write in again. Leave a review or some shit.
From Chris. My name is Chris, and I approve of this podcast due to the amount of Chris's that are/have been on this. Send me a shirt, okay? Thanks. No fucking way. You are not getting
actually, you're going to have to pay double since your name is Chris.
Yeah.
No free rides.
But this Chris wants merch.
He does.
That's he wants merch, but since his name is Chris, he has to pay double.
No, yeah, no. I told him we could, like, we might be able to cut him a break, give him a bit of a Chris count, if you will.
Let's send him merch from a different podcast.
Do you want a Joe Rogan Experience podcast? We'll send you a JRE shirt.
Anywho, thanks for writing in. No free shirts. You're welcome to buy one. That's it. He just wanted a free shirt.
Yeah,
he
damn.
What a freeloader.
If you write, okay, this is my promise to America. By America, I mean the 25 of you that are listening right now.
That's a lot of people, man. If you send me the
email that sells me on this motivation, I will send you a shirt of this podcast, the merch you want, however you want it. All right? Don't just give me some joke. Don't give me some bullshit. Give me the real deal.
What is the real deal?
I want a picture of a dick inside of a knitted thing so that it stays warm.
Inside another dick within
it
a sweater.
It just gets worse. Dick koozies.
Dick koozies. God damn. Next email.
That might be a thing now.
Next email.
Rurt Kussel writes in.
Rurt Kussel.
Very creative.
It loses the effect when you hear it. When you see it written,
it's better read.
When you read it, you're like, Kurt Russell just wrote me?
Yeah. Not sure whose voice it is, but they make me so wet.
That's me.
I think it's Darren.
Yeah, it's guaranteed. Definitely me.
it's probably not you.
They, I make everyone wet.
I am a little swampy over here.
They went in the future, listened to this podcast, and like, you know, I'm going to comment in the past.
Absolutely.
Fuck them.
So I was like, she didn't specify who it was.
Did they say that they were a she?
I don't know.
I feel like it might be a dude that's like, my dick is really wet right now.
Well, I guarantee you it's a
dude. That's a weird thing.
I guarantee you it's a
Imagine
dude.
Imagine if dicks got wet and vaginas were just dry, but your dick got wet. That would be the weirdest thing.
You'd have to...
Look, if dicks were self-lubricating...
They are like, a little.
There would not be wars in the Middle East.
Anyways.
Wow, guys, wow.
Kurt Russell, we know you're hiding.
Kurt Kussel.
Let's be honest.
Don't gloss over this. Darren just solved the crisis in the fucking Middle East.
Yeah, Jesus.
Kurt Russell wrote in.
Well, he doesn't care.
He's trying to hide his name. We know that it's you, Kurt. God damn it.
I am very proud that Rurt Kussel has stayed married to Holdy Gunn for this amount of time. Because I have been very proud of them forever.
Thank you, Kurt.
I loved him in Kango and Tash, by the way.
Next email!
Okay.
How many do we got left here?
I think we only got one left. I think that's the end of all the lovey-dovey stuff.
Dang.
Overboard was a great film.
Okay, so...
Oh, we had a solid one today that was...
Yeah, this one might have been my favorite.
Is this Karen?
Yes, this is from Karen. You people should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay.
You promote drinking and promiscuity. Clean up your act. Kids could come across this garbage.
Hey, listen, we have an explicit tag, by the way.
Was that it?
That's it. That's the whole email.
Karen, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Actually, with the drinking thing, like, we don't say it in every podcast that we're drinking.
No, I'm calling bullshit. We definitely promote it. I think Karen's email is purely sarcastic.
Well, fuck you, Karen. Write in again.
Go fuck yourself, you cunt.
Okay.
I apologize, Karen.
I feel like this can't be for real.
Okay, I want to just bring America back to a Dane Cook joke where he's like, everyone in that group has one person. Yeah, like it's like, oh my God, Karen.
Nobody likes Karen.
Nobody likes Karen. Karen's a piece of shit. And if you think, oh, well, my group's not like that, there's nobody like that. No, you're Karen.
It is kind of weird with
Karen.
Karen, don't be
Karen.
She's had to listen to multiple episodes to form this opinion, if this is a real opinion and not a fucking troll.
So she says we promote promiscuity. Like, two of the regulars are married.
Yeah.
So only half of us are really promiscuous.
I'm married.
You're married.
It's just a technicality, though, at this point.
You're married, like...
And even Darren, with his, like, one dating story, he's never come up as, like...
The one time I had a date.
Yeah.
Well, Darren and I have a date later for the bar.
We're gonna go fuck out.
Darren doesn't come up.
How do you feel about that, Karen? There's gonna be two guys with a chick and a bar.
So first of all, we promote drinking. Yeah, it's fucking it's super legal and it's super fun. So get over it.
I'll go on record for our ethos, if you want.
Okay.
All right. Drinking is not gonna make you happy in like a metaphysical sense.
Not for more than a couple hours at a time.
However, if you work 5 days a week and you want something better to do than watch CSI Miami, have a fucking beer, you faggot.
But I just watched CSI Las Vegas, so I'm cool on the beer.
Plus, you can like.
I'm just kidding. I'm never cool with the beer. That's my favorite.
Plus, when you get drunk.
All right.
Plus, if you get drunk, you can fuck a whole bunch of chicks for a long, long time.
I mean, I always fuck a bunch of chicks for a long, long time. So.
She's got actually a Guinness World Record on chick fucking, which nobody knows they have that record, but they do. You've got
her and Will Chamberlain. They were neck and neck for a little bit there.
Don't fuck with Chamberlain. Chamberlain will.
And like, clean up your act. Kids could come across this. I don't care. You fucking take care of your kids. It's not my problem to monitor your fucking kids.
Yeah. Hey, Karen, why don't you make sure that your kids aren't listening to podcasts that they shouldn't?
Yeah.
Listen, we have the explicit tag regardless, so fuck off.
Yeah.
She's like, I just walked in. I
have no idea. I went pee. I have no idea everyone's talking.
Look, you guys are all anti-Karen here, and I'm not. I support Karen.
Fuck Karen.
Karen.
But send us nudes.
Send me nudes, Karen.
If you send Brittany nudes. We'll create an email just for Brittany.
Hashtag
send Brittany the nudes.
Yes. Yeah, let's start a hashtag. Send Brittany nudes.
Probably need GoFundMe going if we do it right.
So again, that was the end of the emails, right?
That's it. That's all of them.
That's all we got. So to round out the whole email section, if you enjoy the podcast, if you hate the podcast, whatever the fuck you feel about the podcast, honestly, we'd appreciate whatever you want to say. Leave it in a review. We would definitely appreciate a review with some sort of rating, either on
iTunes. Unless you're Karen. Don't fucking review us, Karen.
iTunes, Stitcher, we're on Podcast Addicts, we're on Podcasts, we're on Google Play. We're on all what we have figured out are like the top podcast apps and such. We still do appreciate the emails. We're going to keep doing the whole email thing. Send us an email, but honestly, like, if you guys start sending in reviews and you have something that you know you want read from your review, we'll do that too. We'll do the same thing we do with reviews as we do with the emails. We appreciate all of that.
And we don't. So we have a guest here tonight.
Yeah.
Her name is Brittany.
Hey guys.
Yeah, and not I'm Brittany bitch.
It's no, but like, I am Brittany bitch.
Yeah. Well. But not the one who did those shitty videos about.
Yeah, I never shaved my head through an umbrella and paparazzi. Although I might.
I was gonna say it wouldn't blow my mind if you did. Like, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
Anybody that knows me knows me.
And I've known Brittany for, I feel
6-7 years.
I think I've known her for a year more than you have. Maya's is when we actually first sat down and we actually talked.
Yeah, but you actually you helped me with some business stuff.
Oh yeah, with the Sapphire Bee thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't Google it.
That was
it.
A long time ago.
Don't Google it because it's taken down, guys. No more Sapphire Bee.
Yeah, so
what was Sapphire Bee?
I used to make jewelry, and Judd helped me with my.
And I can't remember how that I even got in contact with you. About
I was
that.
Dating. Some band members that you had.
Was it through Evan though?
It wasn't through Evan. It was through John. So,
okay, through John.
Yeah, good. It was through. Because
I was doing John's website for Early Grapes.
Yes. Yes. So yeah, I was dating a band dude, in a very awesome metal band.
Yeah.
Shout out to Early Graves, by the way. They are an amazing metal band. You should check them out.
They were
out.
A great band. They haven't been doing
anything. They haven't been doing anything, but they have a record out called Goner, which is amazing.
Oh, and that's been years since
and,
I came
out, too. Also a new one called The Red Horse. You guys should also check that out and listen to it.
If we have punk listeners, it honestly is a great band.
So there is a story.
There is a story. It's we have to be careful about what we say.
All right, so they're
we're under contract.
We have some contracts.
My husband, soon to be ex-husband, thought that it would be a good idea to teach me a lesson by punching me in the face and breaking
Fuck
my nose.
Fuck that, dude. That'll teach you.
Punching you in the face and breaking your nose.
He broke
nose.
My nose. So
he broke your nose like a week ago?
This happened in June.
Oh, okay.
So I had some amazing friends that came to my rescue and moved me out of our house and moved me out of... I was living in Virginia, and they moved me out of state.
Not West Virginia.
West Virginia, no.
which is why she's traveled all these states, because she was coming from Virginia.
Yeah, so I have to be here to file for divorce.
Because they were in California, they got married here. Blah, yeah, blah, blah.
You have to file in the state you got married.
I haven't been a resident of Virginia long enough to file for divorce, but I can file for legal separation in California, get legally separated, and then I have to wait out 6 months, petition the court for divorce. So there's that. So in Virginia, it's a fault state. So I would have to go in front of a judge and prove why I should be divorced.
Shouldn't your broken nose be like evidence enough? Be like,
but you have to like actually prove, and then he would be able to contest divorce also in Virginia. He could like refuse to sign or be like, hey, I don't agree with it. I want to stay married, and here's why. So California, no fault state. I'm gonna do it here. He can't do anything.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean, no fault state?
So no fault state means that I can go down and I can just file irreconcilable differences, and that's the end of it. Whether he agrees with it or not, whether he signs the paperwork or not, we will be divorced. Hmm. No fault means that I don't have to prove why I want a divorce.
Just be like, I don't want to. Okay.
I just don't
want to
be
more.
Married anymore.
I'm good.
Yeah.
And if I can interject, like, I feel like that's how like divorce should honestly be. Like,
yeah, probably.
I feel like there shouldn't be this drawn out fucking bullshit. No matter what state you're in, like, yeah. If you want to divorce, it should be honestly, it should be an instant thing.
The sad thing about it is that like 12 to 18 months from now, I'm probably still going to be married to him because of how long the process takes in itself. But.
It's a technicality, though.
It is a technicality. Already made out with someone.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Oops.
Brittany got her groove back.
You're in a different state, though. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't count anyway. You're like, even if you were like, you know, still committed, like you're off
the
hook.
Like,
It's just paperwork at this point. I mean, we don't live in the same place. Like, clearly, I'm leaving him. No one should ever stand for abuse. So if you're in that situation, please seek help.
Was that the first time?
No.
And I want to say this too, and again, Brittany, I love you, but I honestly do think, and I'm just sending this out as a message to any possibly women that are listening to the podcast.
We're doing a podcast here.
If you have a situation, like if it's violent in the physical way or like mentally abusive, whatever it might be, take action right away. Some sort of action. Like, don't wait, because that sort of, whatever it might be, whether it's physical or verbal, it's going to happen again.
Honestly, like,
it does.
Darren has been present several times where, like, we were hanging out and my husband would, like, track my phone and, like, show up, like, where we were hanging out.
I think I've been around for too.
You know, yeah, I mean, there was, like, some stuff, you know, where they were, you know,
the way you handled that was beautiful, too.
I was never here.
yeah. Like, he shows up, he's doing his crazy thing.
And I'm just like,
she talks to him for 5 minutes. She's like, whatever, fuck off, go do your business. I'm like, are you going home? What's going on? She's like, nope, I'm not dealing with that.
That's the way you have to play it. When people are acting like that, you can't play into their fucking bullshit. You can't let them, like, you can't let that work.
The reality of the situation is that when you're dealing with someone that's really unstable, they'll go to any lengths to control you.
Right.
And so, like, just if you're in that situation, like, please seek help, because there is a better life for you. Like,
Do not think that, like, this was an isolated incident. It will get better. Don't think anything like that.
Better,
just,
guys.
Like, the moment this behavior comes up, get out. You are out. It's done. This person does not deserve a second chance. Move on.
And here's another thing that I think is an important thing to bring up. Because there are people that will get into a situation where maybe it's at this point in that relationship where they do feel worried if they talk to someone, like, he's going to know. And then you need to have at least one person that you can at least talk about it with.
I was fortunate. I have my best friend. She was the one person that, like, I confide everything into, and she knew everything. And he hated her, which is funny because she's actually going to be coming to court with me when we have to go back to court.
To testify against him.
So it's going to be really funny to, like, see him, like, shaking his boots a little bit. And I have security that will be coming with me too. So it'll be very funny. Like, they're just going to, like, if he tries to talk to her, they'll just, like, step in and be like, no. So he won't know why she's there. She'll just be there, and it's probably going to rattle his cage a bit, but, like, honestly, he deserves to be rattled.
I do have to say, it's kind of bullshit how the whole divorce system works, like, in general.
Well,
no matter what state
these are criminal charges that he's facing for assault.
Of course, but with the whole divorce thing, I do think it's kind of bullshit how you have to go through a process for divorce.
Right. Like I just don't want to be married to you.
Yeah, and there's there's been plenty of cases where it's been like the opposite, where there hasn't been violence, but people were just like, you know, there's no reason for us to be together. Like,
I just hate you.
Or it's not even
that extreme. Sometimes you're just like, I'm not into this anymore.
Yeah. I don't like the way you chew your food.
To take a fucking year to get divorced, like, that's insane.
A good example. So, like, one of my ex-girlfriends from a long time ago.
Well, it should be difficult. I mean, like, you took vows. You went through the whole process. It should be kind of hard to undo it.
If I can get married in Vegas in a weekend, I should be able to get divorced in Vegas in a weekend.
It should be equally hard to do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say that.
I mean, symmetry, man. Actually get married in Vegas.
Get a fucking wordy.
No, Judd, because you railroad everyone.
Yeah.
No, like, so, like, my ex-girlfriend from a long time ago, her
dad... From upstate New York?
Yeah, from upstate New York.
What a shocker.
Her dad and his wife at the time, they had to go through this whole situation with, like, the whole courts and everything, but it was a mutual thing. They're like, neither one of us want to get divorced. It's not an ugly thing at all. But they had to go through a year of fucking bullshit just to get divorced when it's a mutual thing. And they're like, can we just get this fucking over with? But they had to deal with bullshit with where the law was like, okay, well, everyone has to declare certain bullshit. New York's a little bit different from California. There's a lot of weird things in New York where you have to...
Well, yeah, like I said, California is a no-fault state. So it's just like you just file and then that's it.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have an option. So, you know...
You're also really fortunate, like... to be a female in California trying to get a divorce. Yeah. Like, you are super well-suited. Like, everything's going to go your way right now. If there was a kid in the mix, you could clean that fucking dude out.
Well, there isn't a kid, but there is a dog, which I...
That's probably close enough.
Honestly, it's a very good dog.
My dog is actually covered in a restraining order. So, Joel, if you're listening to this, you can't come within 2,000 feet of our dog. So, don't even try.
There you go.
Definitely, if you're in that situation and you have animals, make sure that you protect them, too. Like, they can be protected. Yeah.
I feel like that's actually something that people actually don't think about a lot of the times when it comes to these.
No, the first thing that I asked in the court was like, what about my dog? Like, because he's like my child. Like, he's amazing. He has his own Instagram, by the way.
Your dog has his own Instagram?
Yes, he does. God, yeah.
Don't follow Brittany's Instagram. Follow her dog's Instagram.
Yeah.
If you want the real meat.
Buddy from the RVA, one word. He's the cutest thing ever. He has a mohawk. He's punk rock as fuck.
He does have a mohawk. I can vouch for
Darren
that.
Darren can vouch.
He peed on my floor earlier, which he never does.
That's pretty punk rock.
No, he's fixed. It is. But he's also tattooed as well. So
what? Your dog is tattooed?
He's an alt dog.
I didn't tattoo him.
He's an alt dog.
When they snipped his nuts, they tattooed him with the little, like, you know, no sign. Like the circle with the thing. So he's like tattooed on his belly. So like, yeah, he's got a lot of street cred. Like,
dude, if I ever get like castrated for some reason, I'm totally getting that tattoo.
Yeah. Oh shit.
So never mind.
He's definitely punk as fuck. He has a mohawk and he's tattooed. So he's in the club because I'm very heavily tattooed. So
actually one of my dogs, it was actually kind of weird how this happened. We've had this Pomeranian for a couple of years. Once we moved into her house back in September, we got another dog, an American Eskimo, and it was from a shelter, and the shelter was like, oh, it's a neuter dog, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So within, like, the first week, like, because I work, and when I get home, like, I just want to go to bed after, like, 2 hours. It took me a week to realize, this dog has balls. And so those who don't know, when a dog gets neutered, they don't have balls.
Yeah, I think most people understand that
part of the process.
So this dog was advertised as a neutered. What's the other word?
Spade.
Spade. Wait, no.
Spade's it's, lady dog.
Spade's so neutered. So it was promoted as a neutered dog, but he had his balls. So so my wife is like, I'm not sure if he's neutered. I'm like, he has balls. He was not neutered. Yeah. There's no question. He has his balls. He's not neutered. There's no question. And so, you know, whatever. Wait. It was from a shelter. So, you know, everyone's trying to save money with getting an animal from a shelter, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
So we've always had this thing where, so our other dog, the Pomeranian that we've had for about like 4 years, he was neutered. So with the new dog, who's an American Eskimo, like, he was humping Pumpy, and we're like, just we were thinking, oh, it's just a gay thing, but then we were like, well, no, he's got balls. It's a weird dominance thing. Like, there's that going on. So last week, the dog finally gets his balls removed, and he just has the saddest look in his little cone thing. He's like, I lost my balls.
In his little cone thing.
Yeah, his little there's a cone around his head.
You ever wear a cone for a day, Judd?
The cone of shame.
Cone of shame, yes. Thanks, Chris.
But what's
How do you
funny,
think you would feel?
But here's the funny thing. So previously when he would just show his dominance over Pumpy, which Pumpy would hump him too. Okay.
So lazy.
That's a different thing I follow.
His legal name is Kodak, but no one calls him that. So prior to the new dog getting his balls removed, they would have this whole back and forth where they would hump each other and try to assert their dominance. Now, he kind of just looks at Pumpy and is like, I don't even know what to do right now.
I don't even know you, bro.
But also, at the same time, my wife brings in my cat, and so the new dog sees my cat, and then it's Pumpy, and the new dog is like, fuck, I just lost my balls. Now there's a cat here. I don't know what the fuck to do now.
So what does it do?
He has the saddest look on his face.
I would think he would fuck the dog, because that was familiar. He'd be like, I don't know what the fuck this cat is.
I'd fuck the cat just to get some strange, you know what I'm saying?
No, so
change it up.
So Pumpy has actually humped him and the cat more than the other dog, and the other dog is
just sad. It sounds like all your slaves are fucking each other.
They are.
All right, that's not ethical.
It's more ethical than him fucking his
slaves. For all the listeners out there, I highly suggest having a dog or a cat. Doesn't matter what.
No, not cats. Cats are the worst.
Cats are rad. You have to learn to overcome their attitude.
Here's the thing. Everyone's
cats
like,
are great when you have a beard, because my cat will just be like,
oh, shut the fuck up.
Everyone's like, but my cat's super cool. It's not cat-like. It's super cool.
No, my cat is super cat-like, but I like him anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, everyone says
you said
that
like it's bad.
Yeah, like they're dicks. And like, it's awesome. You're such an asshole.
All cats are dicks, but like when you have multiple dicks around each other that are being dicks to each other, it's entertaining as fuck.
Well, I mean, I love when multiple dicks are around me, like,
see, I think the moral of the story is dicks.
Yeah, like, more dicks,
or
guys.
Just have animals. It's either dicks or just have animals around.
Like all my friends are already massive dicks. So, like, why wouldn't my pets be dicks?
So you need
too?
A little dick because you have all these massive dicks. You need little. Dicks
I need just a
you.
Little dick running.
You need
around
a bunch of little dicks around your face.
Last night I was with my friend who has a dog that's a total dick. His dog is a Boston Terrier, and it bit me. It actually, it's
Terriers
swollen.
Can be a bitch.
My dog gets a little bitey every once in a while. Once or twice a year, he gets a little bitey.
I was like, what's wrong with your dog? And he's like, I don't know. He's just an asshole. And I was like, I actually appreciate that answer because, you know, it's like,
a little
what's
honesty.
Wrong with you? I'm just an asshole.
One of my favorite dogs is honestly a Jack Russell, but I will never own a Jack Russell because they're diggers and they're fucking assholes to people.
I think it's one thing for them to call
God
each other digger, but
fuck the animals.
Well, Buddy's a terrier, but
animals
he's
are great.
Fucking awesome. So.
They're fine, but fuck them.
You cannot say you hate Puppy. No
I
one
hate
can
puppy.
Hate Puppy.
It's Puppy the Pomeranian.
He just barks and howls.
He barks entirely too much.
Like, my dog doesn't bark.
He
so. Does
and even when I try to, like, put my hand out and let him smell me and, like, let's be friends, he just keeps barking.
He might be an asshole. I've done that shit with every dog aggressively barking at me my entire life.
Yeah.
And always, instead of more barking, they'll just be like, well, oh, if I can smell your hand, yeah, we're good.
Oh, yeah. They're like, okay, we're cool.
But
now.
I met one dog recently that, like, it, like, smells my hand, licks my hand, then it fucking bites my hand.
Oh, Jesus.
And it barks afterwards. And I was like,
man, I'm going to kick the shit
like,
out of you now.
There's no, I cannot help you if you're going
to
be that way.
And what did Buddy do as soon as we got to your house? He just jumped on your bed and, like, laid down and was like, yeah.
What he did immediately was he licked my toes. Now, normally when I have a house guest over and their first instinct is to be like, let me take a sniff about your room. How's this? Yeah. Why don't I lick your toes?
No, my first impulse is
to be like, this is a great house guest.
I'm like just trying to get down to the damn thing, you know? Like, why you have me over?
So as soon as Brittany enters the house, she's licking toes.
Well, hang on.
Well, her dog is.
I think this makes a nice little segue. So our listeners seem to have a thing for our Emily tells these, I don't know if you listen to the podcast, but every week Emily tries to tell a story about...
Dilapidated.
Yes.
I coined that phrase.
I coined it, motherfucker. Anyway, she tells stories about dates that didn't go so great. So in lieu of Emily being here, once in a while we have a guest kind of come in and tell a story. So hate to put you on the spot here, but I figured there's a good chance you got one. Do you have like a story of a date that didn't go quite the way you hoped it might?
I don't.
Well, it's been a minute.
What if instead of date, it was like a marriage?
Hold on.
Let's restructure that.
What if it lasted for years and it was like legally binding?
I mean, that's the way to go about it.
A relationship that was interesting. Whether it was, obviously the marriage thing, we have that.
My marriage is definitely very interesting.
But dating stories.
I do have a lot of dating stories, actually. I dated this dude before I met my husband that was an ex-Mormon. Okay.
Ooh.
So he told me that he was ex-Mormon.
But if he's an ex-Mormon, why is it even a talking point?
He was definitely trying to get me to sip the Kool-Aid.
Mm.
And I was like, no. Okay, so guys, I'm an atheist.
Let's get some locations.
So wait, hang on. I'm already lost. Like he's trying to I'm an ex-Mormon, but I'm gonna try to get you into Mormonism.
I want to know locations right now. Were you in Riverside at this point? Or
I was in Riverside actually. It was it was before I went to art school. It was like right after I moved back from San Francisco.
Okay. Riverside. So,
looking
Mormon
for relevant
guy.
Details here, Jeff.
So,
it actually does matter.
It matters to Judd because he knows it's like the time for him. So I
that matters to him. There are people listening.
So what? They don't
fuck
matter.
You, Karen.
Yeah, Karen, you don't matter.
Fuck Karen for sure, but
fuck Karen. Fuck you, Tanner.
Oh, Tanner's all right.
Tanner,
he's a little nitpicky, but whatever.
Tanner, stop being a bitch. Leave us a review.
So
he's not gonna leave us a good one now. You understand that, right?
As long as he leaves one.
Yeah, so anyway, so I dated this dude right before I met my husband. I met him on Tinder.
You met your husband on Tinder?
No, I met my husband
The dude. Okay.
Yeah, I met this dude on Tinder, and he was really cool. Like, I love baseball, and he, like, worked for, like, a minor league team, and I was like, oh, okay, this could be something. So he tells me that he's from Utah, and I'm like, so are you Mormon? He's like, well, I grew up in the Mormon church, and I was like, so you're Mormon, because I'm not about that life. And he was like, no. He was like, I mean, I went on a mission and everything, but I left the church and I, like, drink and, like, you know, party.
I'm assuming pussy and shit now. Like,
I'm
fucking
assuming
up.
He was a Jack Mormon.
So I'm like, okay. So we start hanging out and I'm like, okay, like, you're kind of cool. Like, we had fun together. We would go to, like, baseball games and do all sorts of shit. And then he's like, I want you to meet my parents. And I'm like, yeah, I'm weird. Like really heavily tattooed. Like I have like a blowjob joke tattooed on my arm. And
which
like,
is
a,
your, my, one of my
I have a
tattoos.
Fucking like anal sex tattoo tattooed on my butt. Like,
by the,
I don't
by the way,
think
little,
that,
little side
like,
can
note.
We get a shot of that for the website?
Little side note. Brittany has the best tattoos.
Yeah.
Her culture. Dick shark is
oh,
the
God.
Best.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Brittany has a dick shark tattoo.
I do.
Wait, is
I
that actually, the one I'm thinking of? Because we met once and I saw a tattoo here-ish, I think.
Yeah.
Upper thigh somewhere.
You're pointing to the right.
Is that the dick shark?
Probably yeah.
Is that the dick shark? Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. I'm like, you know, I don't really feel okay about meeting your parents. He's like, no, but we're going to be at the beach. And I'm like, the place where you show like the most skin. I'm like, all right.
So
I was
you
like,
be the one bitch in a poncho on the beach and shit. Like,
so I'm like, all right. I was like, I love the beach. Take me to the beach. Because at the time I didn't have a car. So I was like, so you're going to drive me to the beach. All right. I get there and I'm in, you know, a bathing suit and his family is in like t-shirts and like
one pieces.
Yeah, like
are they wearing Mexican swim shirts?
No, they were wearing their Mormon underwear practically.
Mormon underwear, one pieces.
But like their, you know, like the bathing suit version of it. And I was like, this is really fucking weird. I'm just not about that.
Were they weirded out by you wearing like a normal human swimsuit?
Yeah, and they like looked at me and his mom was like, you have a lot of tattoos, and I was like,
sure
these are just, and I know I looked at her and I was like, these are just the ones you can see. You know, because I'm a dick.
So she could not see the coup d'etat of your tattoos.
Well, I mean, I was in like, I don't really wear a swimsuit. I wear like board, like I was in like short little board shorts because like I'm not trying to ruin someone's family vacation and like a regular swimsuit.
I think the dick shark would only add to the vacation.
I mean, you would think.
Well, in a way,
would
but
add to mine.
It
by the way,
wreck
you
a
can,
few marriages.
If you want to see what they're talking about, you can Google Rise of the Dick Shark. There's a video on Vimeo. So.
Rise of the Dick Shark. Okay, that's the name of the episode now.
That's a good, that's God. A good podcast.
Yeah, shit. Cut that part out.
So, no, so then he's like, so when are you going to come with me to Utah? I was like, never. Like, why? And I was like, I am not interested in going to Utah because I live in California and Utah fucking sucks.
Okay,
sorry for the listeners.
That,
sorry for the listeners in Utah.
Trust me, they know.
But yeah,
this is not news.
The only good thing about Utah is the band Gaza. So you know, like whatever.
Am I the only one that has lived?
And
on,
they'll come to you.
Am I the only one that has lived on both coasts but can say like? The you know, West Coast definitely is a better coast.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I've actually lived in Utah as well. So I was like, I'm
Utah's
not
really a coast.
No, it's not a coast, but
more,
I'm saying
like
as a
landlocked
place.
Type state.
Like, they, like have, the a salt, of a they have a salt lake, so it's kind of like an ocean.
Nah, it's really not.
It's their ocean. It's a lake.
Yeah.
Our ocean's a lake.
It's salted like the ocean.
Like,
so he then like is like, so you're not going to come to Utah? And I'm like... No.
Fuck you,
no.
bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck no. So then we had this thing where he would, like, time, like, we would go out places, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna go outside. And he would, like, time me.
Oh, fuck, that's creepy.
And super I was weird. Like...
How long you known this dude at this point?
A month and a half. Like, we were just dating, you know, he'd be like, you left me for 17 and a half minutes. And I would be like...
Dude, you...
Yeah, no, like...
Like, 4 hours is one thing, like, 17 minutes ain't worth bringing up. And, it
and
might,
I was like...
And it might be some shit, like, if you were... Like, no, if you left him alone with your family... But he's with his family.
Yeah,
like,
and I
you'd
was,
be here anyway.
I was like, I gotta go. So I just, like... I, like, break up with him and was like, I can't. Like, I can't. I don't... I actually hate you.
You're the worst.
And he was like, you hate me? He's like, no, but we're going to move out together. And I was like, no, we're not. No, we're not. No, he had like this whole fantasy of like this whole life that we were going to have together. Like all these like little Mormon Aryan babies that we were going to make. And I was like, nope.
All right, say what you will, but Mormon Aryan is a killer combo as far as the world's concerned. I mean,
yeah, they would be, like, totally deadly, but I was,
yeah,
like...
totally uninformed.
Fuck
but.
You, dude. I actually hate you. You give me the... You creep me out, and I, like, literally don't want you to see me naked. Like, I'm scared of what you might do. I can't see
you're, like, the only person on the planet I really don't
I
want to see it.
Yeah, cool, I'm cool but. With every human other than you seeing
yeah.
me naked.
Yeah,
every,
like,
that's a rough like, insult. Like that's but, that's some heavy
like, I could
shit.
Just hang out in Times Square nude, and then if I saw yeah. you walk up, I'd have
you're
to
like,
just
nope,
leave.
Give me the towel right
I
now.
I gotta go.
I literally could not stand him. Like, he was so weird, and he, like, I had left, like, a camera at his house. Like a digital camera, and he like returned it, and it was funny because I wasn't like living there anymore, but he like returned it to my parents' house, and like he told my mom like, oh yeah, the memory card's empty because I put all the pictures on my computer.
Like this guy didn't know how to copy instead of cut.
Yeah, like he's like just such a weirdo. Like I was like, that's a really bad dating
yeah,
story. Like don't
I
ever date a Mormon guy.
I stored all this on my Spank.
Unless you're Mormon,
and
then
I mean,
you're probably
but
weird
if,
as
if you're
fuck
Mormon,
too.
You should probably be questioning your own self. So,
yeah.
Hey, Mormons are people too.
Yeah,
are
more
they?
Or less. I kind of take issue with anybody who like subscribes to any faith whatsoever.
Yeah, because it's tripping. So.
I don't know. To me, it's like. Scientology, Wall Street, Mormonism.
Wall Street?
Yeah.
Satanism. Hell yeah.
No, Satanism's like better.
Well, Satanism yeah. Satanism is a weird one because...
they're not trying to sell you something.
Well, but they're also not... They don't, like... It's kind of a misnomer because they don't really, like, worship Satan.
Yeah,
right.
It's
they're
all, well,
they're
I'm
basically...
Actually,
they're a bunch of misguided
they're just like, I'm into people and I think, like, I should just do whatever I want as I, long yeah. as I'm not hurting other people. Like, it should be all...
Well, plus,
all
I've seen all of Silicon Valley and Guilfoyle
well,
was, like,
no, they don't.
Really hilarious.
It's all about bettering yourself. It's...
Well, bettering
whatever.
Yourself involves not hurting other people.
But if you have to hurt someone to better yourself, then...
Yeah, dude.
That's sociopathy.
Oh,
that's not the Satanism.
Genghis Khan had to hurt people to make himself better. Like, you can't...
Hey, creepy. Trying to get a word in from outside?
Jesus Christ.
Just can't take
I would,
five.
No, if I was watching a Japanese horror film, I would not have even seen him outside right now.
Yeah, he would have just murdered us all.
I'd have been like, I'm like, oh, am I showering? Oh, hey, Judd's showering with me. That's cool. That's
yeah,
fine.
He's here now.
Yeah, let's talk about gays.
Yeah, let's talk about the gays.
Yeah, well, it sounds worse when you call them the gays.
Now, here's my problem with the gays. They've let like pop culture infiltrate gay pride in San Francisco. Like gay pride is the mecca.
I used to live in San Francisco. Okay, I lived in San Francisco a couple years ago, and gay pride was going on, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. Obviously,
of course, not you're go. A gay, it's gay person. Pride. You're living in San Fran.
Not,
you have to
totally
go.
Not gay.
Not totally not gay, but not totally
who's
gay
totally
either.
Not gay.
I mean.
Nobody,
I feel like
John Wayne.
I feel like everyone's
John Wayne
on the
was not
spectrum.
Totally not gay. Like, give that under the right conditions.
You think maybe he saw one up close once?
I think under the right conditions. Well, okay. If you're honestly asking me, do I have to bet my toe, my pinky toe on my left foot? Like, the least.
He was in Hollywood, you know.
Well, no. Same question applies to you. You get about one way or the other. Do you think John Wayne, in all his Hollywood experience, had a sexual experience with a man?
Of course he did.
Right.
He's in Hollywood.
You have to bet, did he do it or did he not do it? And it's your left pinky toe at stake. What are you going to bet?
That he did.
Wait, well, do I have to be like awake and feel everything when it's cut off, or do I just wake up and it's gone?
Yes. Someone's going to take bolt cutters up to your toe and fuck you.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that he did.
And they're going to cut your toe off.
I don't know that I'm that secure in it that I'm going to bet my toe.
No, but it's one way or the other. Like, so, if you're wrong, it's the same thing either way. So, do you think John Wayne ever fucked a guy?
He might not have fucked a guy, but he might have poked around in a guy's butt.
Do you think
bubble.
John Wayne ever had a sexual experience with a man?
Okay, well, hang on.
Does
college count?
Yes.
Of course it counts.
Obviously. Like,
everything I did in college counts.
Does
childhood counts too.
Childhood? Like, so
yeah,
if we were
playing
like,
doctor fucking counts.
Everything, it does. Everything that I did in college counts, including Darren handcuffing himself to his friends for like multiple hours.
This did happen.
What
in
about
my dorm room where we weren't supposed to have guests?
What about when if he was like four or 5 years old too. And he took a bath with another kid?
Did he have an erection?
Because it's not uncommon for like people to bathe their kids together.
If you're 4 or 5 years old, you can solve a boner.
Yeah, did he have an erection?
Was he turgid?
Yeah, how hard was John Wayne as a 4 year old? Like, let's talk about that.
Why aren't people talking about it?
I don't know. I mean, we're wasting all our time on Donald Trump, but like, we got real good shit here.
Because I'm pretty sure, I think there's, like, pictures of me, like, bathing with kids I've never met. Like, I guess I met them, but...
Did you have
pictures
an erection?
Of you bathing with kids?
So gay.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, it was... I wouldn't call it hard, but wasn't soft.
All right.
Gay!
I didn't say they were boys.
Are we in Greece right now?
Let's just chill the fuck out for a second.
So let's talk about Darren handcuffing himself in my dorm room.
That was one time.
It was the funniest thing ever.
You and Ellen?
Yeah. So I'm hanging out with Alan in Brittany's dorm, and I find these handcuffs. I'm like, Brittany, what's up with these handcuffs?
And she's like,
they belong to my roommate.
They belong to my roommate. I don't have the key.
And I'm like, interesting. Then I look at Alan. I'm like, hey, Alan, we don't have the key for these handcuffs. You want to do it? He goes, boom. He puts his wrist out. He's like, let's do it.
So they handcuff themselves left to left.
That was our mistake.
And then they look at me and go...
Because it was like, if it was my right to his left, it would have been fine. But when it was my left to his left, we were always in these fucking awkward-ass positions.
And then, so as soon as they do it, they go, okay, where's the key? And I was like, I just said
I
that they are not
no
mine,
key.
And I don't have the key.
So what ended up happening that night
is they made them sweat it out, and then we got really drunk,
well,
and then we
after,
went to Walmart.
After we finished drawing a bunch of dicks on Evan's face... Thanks.
While you're handcuffed to another man?
Yes.
Yeah. We
it's
were both
so
like,
gay.
Yeah, come on, give me just give
it was
me a little
the straightest
right there.
Thing that you could yeah. ever imagine
and
doing.
Then, no, we hit up Paul Zimmer, shout out. He's also one of our sponsors.
No, it's Alex.
Alex and is Paul. It, no, they were
no,
the
he's
same.
Never given us a dime. Not a sponsor.
They were in the same place, so we were like, all right, Paul, like, come on. Like, dude, we just need bolt cutters. What do
oh,
you got?
That's right, we drove
to we drove to this place. And Paul was like, you guys are the fucking stupidest people I've ever met.
Yeah, I was like, I know. And you should have seen us trying to drive in my...
Please tell me truck. You let one of the handcuff people drive the car.
No, I had a pickup truck at the time, so I only had 3 seats. So I'm driving, and they're sitting next to each other, like...
lefty to left, doing this weird shit no one's ever explored.
It was so weird.
So one of you's like spun halfway backwards or something like that, just to sit in the seat.
So Alan's blowing Darren at this
essentially.
Point.
We get into Walmart and like we walk in, and there's a video of this on the internet somewhere because the NSA does not
peopleofwalmart.com.
And so like we're me and Alan are both like no you just like trying to figure out this shit with our hands. And we just like we figure it out. We walk in.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, by the way. Like because I made them sweat it out. I was like, yeah, I'm not handling this right now. I'm getting drunk. P.S. Like,
right.
I don't care.
So Brittany is following us with her phone, and she's filming us doing this. Where we're just like, no, not you. And then she turns the camera around. And she goes like, I am fucking losing my shit right now. This is just the funniest thing I've ever seen. These fucking idiots.
peopleofwalmart.com. That's
surrounded by idiots. You know, the working title of my book.
I like that one better.
But once you get...
I really hope it was in a Target and it was Walmart.
It was always Walmart.
It was the Walmart on...
Just based on what I heard happen, it was totally Walmart.
It's the Walmart off
It was the Walmart on McKinley in Corona.
No, it was Ontario.
Or, excuse me, yeah, Ontario. Yeah.
Really you could not have been farther off.
No,
that was the nearest Walmart to that Walmart. I was the next best
It's not.
No one cares what the Walmart is, so you guys are handcuffed together.
Yeah, so we get into the tool section, we find bolt cutters, and we just, like, fucking do it, and we're like, all right, cool. Alan's fucking pissed because he just wanted to go home for, like, 4 hours.
And I was like, no, that's what
and
you get
it's like, well, no, you did handcuff yourself. I asked you, do you want to handcuff yourself to me with no key? And he was like, yes, let's do that.
So then we bought whiskey because it was then 6 o'clock in the morning, and you could now buy alcohol in California. So we bought more whiskey and then just got drunk.
It's 6 a.m. and you're buying alcohol.
And then... Alex is like, you want to smoke weed on the porch? And I was like,
oh, of course
fuck yeah.
Yeah, I do.
So we were like really drunk.
Take
and high
that, Karen.
At like
now we're endorsing more drug use.
My night ended that night.
I apologize, Karen. Hold on. We need to have a moment.
No, we don't.
No, we need to have a moment. Karen, I realize we're getting.
Karen is not the issue here. It's the Chinaman with his rug.
Okay, the Chinaman, which. You know, I can bring...
I'm fairly sure that's racist.
I can bring up Yoon, but Yoon might get a little upset about the whole China.
He's in Japan. He's fine.
So you're doing this whole fucking thing with Alan during that night. Did either of you, when you're both handcuffed to each other, realize that we're both like 30 years old and we're doing this shit?
Well, okay. Two things. Your Honor. By the time
approached the bench,
my client and the storyteller were not 30 years old.
Oh, you weren't?
No, not. This is a long time ago.
Wait, are you 32 or 33?
Yes.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question.
It does. You just need to learn to accept something better than what you were expecting.
32 and a half, if we're going off of.
That's how my wife answers.
How are you going to deal with marriage if you can't handle
that? That's how my wife answers every multiple choice question. Which of these two things?
Is it male or female? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you guys so much for having me. It was a blast. Hopefully you'll be in town so I can do this again.
Well, we'll be in town.
Well, I said hopefully I'll be in town.
Oh, okay.
Town,
I miss
so
her,
I can
too.
Do this again.
She's been to the majority of states.
I mean,
some of them are not.
Yeah, 27 states in a day. She could be fucking anywhere tomorrow.
It was like 5 days, but yeah. I mean, some of them are really big. It's hard to cross them.
Yeah.
Brittany, I want to know your closing thoughts right now.
My closing thoughts. I can't wait to go have a shot of Fireball.
Okay. That's Fireball. So are you like a 27-year-old college chick or what?
No, I'm like a 33-year-old badass that doesn't give a fuck.
Like a 33-year-old college dropout,
son. Are you ready for all
that's
the
what it's up.
N64 people?
What? Oh, that's right. No, I'm not ready for that, but I'm going to my favorite bar where I'm going to see all my favorite bartenders.
Is it Pixels?
It is
no,
Pixels.
No, you would think that, Pixels. But a lot of people have died.
Well, I actually messaged
all
of them today on Instagram to make sure that they were going to be there. So,
well,
and actually, one of my friends from the town that I'm staying in, he moved to California and is actually a bouncer at Pixels. So I'm excited to see him and like kind of catch up on like friend talk.
Aww.
So that'll be cool.
Darren and I will probably meet you there.
Oh, of course you're going to meet me there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to see Darren later anyways because I'm staying with him. So.
Spoiler alert.
You know, it's been great to have you on, though.
Thank
also,
you. I've had so
her
much fun.
Dog is staying with me, too.
Yes.
He is a service animal.
Our next podcast guest will be Brittany's dog. We are going to talk about how it sucks to get neutered.
So in wrapping up, please follow my dog on Instagram at Buddy from the RVA. And if you want to see some amazing tattoo work, definitely Google Rise of the Dick Shark.
If you're in Hawaii and you're getting eaten by hammerhead sharks, you're fucking wasting your life. If you get eaten by dick sharks,
you're fucking doing everything right.
You got your shit
Let
together.
Let dicks eat you.
I think the title of this podcast just needs to be Dick Shark.
No, it's Rise of the Dick Shark.
Rise of the Dick Shark. Make dicks great again.
You leave titles to me. I'm on this shit.
Exactly.
All right, guys, I have to go. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
We love you, Brittany. Brittany. We'll see you later.
You better.
I've been Chris Judd.
I've been Chris Beats.
I've been Darren Erickson.
I've been Dick Shark.
Bye, Felicia. Break out the Patron, buy the Ola Ola, bitch can't pass the break out the Patron, buy the Ola Ola, bitch can't pass the break out the Patron, vodka, Patron and vodka, bitch can't pass the break out the Patron, break it out, lock it up, fix that shit up in my cup, break it out, lock it up, fix that shit up in my cup, break it out, lock it up, fix that shit up.